evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is Michael Collins Piper coming to you from Washington right here on the Republic Broadcasting Network, republicbroadcasting.org. It is May 22nd. I guess it's Memorial Day weekend. I didn't realize that, folks. And, you know, I don't think we actually appreciate what Memorial Day weekend is all about. You know, we go around and we put the flowers on the tombstones in the cemeteries, you know, and a lot of people go through the motions of talking about all the young men and women, and not just young men and women, old and young alike, who died for our country. That's a nice sentiment, folks, but, you know, the fact is most of the people who died in the wars of the 20th century and who are dying in the wars of this 21st century, unfortunately, did not die for America, for our Constitution, or for America's interests. I'm sorry to say that. I hope that doesn't offend any of you out there, but it's a fact. It's a fact that is a sorry, sad fact that's backed up by much, much research, many, many facts assembled together by many good historians who do love America. And, you know, there are people in positions of influence who can stop what is going on and what is happening to this country. You know, one of our regular callers, Jim from Texas, and also another one of our callers, Rita from Texas, they have both pointed out time and again, and I think quite correctly, that there are a lot of people in a lot of places who could, as I say, speak out. People who have waited until they've left public office, until they're safe in retirement. People who could speak out and tell what they know, what is going on in our country, and who is behind the misdeeds that are leading our country to the brink of world disaster. It does sometimes seem like a no-win situation. It's very frustrating for all of us, because we have people out there, as I've said time and time again, who are putting out a lot of nonsense, which is distracting the patriot movement. You know, getting the patriots to worry about the Vatican and worrying about the Jesuits. I'm not talking about the sex scandals in the Catholic Church. I think any of those priests that are caught in those sex scandals, well, I was going to say they should take them out and hang them. Well, if they're found guilty, maybe they should. But I'm talking about the real geopolitical events happening in our world today. You know, it's not the Vatican that got us into the Iraq War. It's not the Vatican that got us into World War I or World War II. No, folks, it's not the Vatican that's agitating for a war against Iran. And anybody that tells you that the Vatican is agitating for war against Iran is a liar, folks. They're liars. They're either liars or fools. I'm not here to say that the Vatican is the greatest thing since rye bread or even pumpernickel bread, but I'm here to tell you that despite many crimes, which I'm sure that can be attributed to the Vatican, trying to get the United States in a war in Iraq, a war that could blow up the world, that's not something the Vatican is responsible for. I'm probably going out on a limb talking about this here tonight, folks, but I'm telling you, don't believe anyone who tells you that they are. I'm going to tell you a little history lesson about somebody who knew better and why he didn't speak out back during World War II. Stay tuned, ladies and gentlemen.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
Hi, this is Dave from Ready Reserve Foods. I have been waiting patiently for the government and mainstream media to inform you of what is turning out to be the biggest problem facing the world in the last 50 years. For the last 3 years, the Earth has consumed more food than it has been able to produce, and it has now finally caught up with us. In the U.S., commodities such as flour and rice are already being rationed, and the next rice crop won't be available for another 4 to 5 months. It's fall in the Southern Hemisphere, and many countries are short the food necessary to make it through the winter and have stopped exporting certain commodities altogether. Remember our trade deficit? Trillions of dollars have stacked up outside the country and are now rushing in to buy our food production at any price. By late summer, if not early fall, it is likely our government will step in and control food and food exports under martial law. Call Ready Reserve Foods at 1-800-453-2202, 1-800-453-2202, or visit us at www.readyreservefoods.com, 1-800-453-2202.
Would you trade your freedom for a fresh tomato? Before you laugh, just look at the news headlines. The world food shortage is real and is happening right now. Are you prepared? Do you have a long-term food solution? Time is running out. Visit survivalistseeds.com. Learn how you can have healthy food for just 4 pennies a pound. The choice between abundance and starvation is made today, not when it's too late. Order from survivalistseeds.com today and get a free instructional video on how to make a portable water filter. That's survivalistseeds.com. Get 5,000 pounds of fresh food for 4 pennies a pound. Learn how to never run out of food at survivalistseeds.com. That's survivalistseeds.com. Remember, your lack of action today will determine your suffering after the collapse. Survivalistseeds.com. Because patriots never run out of food.
Alright, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. Michael Collins Piper here. A very angry Michael Collins Piper here, folks. I had a conversation with somebody just yesterday, a very learned gentleman. Very learned gentleman I've corresponded with for many years. I had the pleasure of meeting him at a Liberty Lobby conference a year or so ago. Here in Washington for the first time, and he called me at the Washington office of American Free Press. I just happened to be there, and this guy's, as I say, a very learned gentleman, you know, and his son's actually a pretty well-known journalist. And we found ourselves laughing about some very serious things, and, you know, that's something I've often said on this program, that if you can't laugh about the serious situation the world is in today, you're going to go crazy. But you know what really makes me angry, folks, when I look back in history and I see the efforts of good people who've been thwarted in their efforts to bring peace to the world. And you know, we got talking last night, we got a call from Stash, one of our callers from Massachusetts, who brought up the sad plight of Senator Edward Kennedy and his apparent brain tumor. And I know a lot of people out there don't like Senator Kennedy because of some of his domestic policies, and I don't agree with all of Senator Kennedy's domestic policies, but I look at the family that he came from, and I look at the work that his father carried out. And, you know, I want to tell you a little bit about his father, the late Ambassador Joseph P. Kennedy, this man who was a great influence on all the Kennedys. Now, you'll bear with me, folks. I'm referring to some written material that actually was published in the old Spotlight a few years ago. But I think it's worth going through once again. I'm trying to paraphrase some of these written things. Here's, you know, Joe Kennedy, right at the beginning of the 1930s, when he saw there was this massive agitation against the new revolutionary government of Germany, which was fighting the New World Order, this new revolutionary government that was facing boycott from the international banks, worldwide boycott. Joe Kennedy was very, very afraid of a war happening. He said, you know, I have four sons, and I don't want to lose them in a foreign war. So he spent the 1930s doing everything he could as we moved closer and closer to a conflict in Europe. He did everything he could. In the spring of 1939, Kennedy joined James Mooney, the head of General Motors in Germany, and they put forth a plan to provide massive American and British gold loans for Germany. And Kennedy worked hard at this, and representatives from Germany came to London, and they reached an agreement. Germany would receive a $1 billion gold loan, a return of her colonies, and a removal of any restrictions on German trade. In return, the German government would agree to limitations on armaments, non-aggression pacts with its neighbors, and free trade. Now, Kennedy and Mooney had received commitments from major international financiers to provide the money for the loan, and Hitler himself, the evil Adolf Hitler, was pleased with the deal. But guess what? The Roosevelt administration scuttled the deal. And at this point then, as they were moving into like 1940, when it was clear that war was going to happen, British Prime Minister Neville Chamberlain, you know, they accused him of being the appeaser. Well, he called his good friend Joe Kennedy to his office and told him, look, it looks like we're going to war. And Kennedy cried. And he called President Roosevelt, who had appointed Kennedy ambassador to the Vatican. That ought to feed some fuel to the fire. He called President Roosevelt, who had appointed Kennedy ambassador to Great Britain. And according to historian Michael Beschloss, Roosevelt could barely recognize the choked voice from across the Atlantic. Over and over, Kennedy cried, it's the end of the world, the end of everything. But you know what? Kennedy was a tough guy, and he kept working forward, trying to stop the war. But you know, Zionist Henry Morgenthau, President Roosevelt told the Zionist Secretary of the Treasury, Henry Morgenthau, Joe has been an appeaser and will always be. But you know what? Joe Kennedy came back to the United States, and speaking at a Catholic church in Boston, he warned the parishioners, as you love America, don't let anything that comes out of any country in the world make you believe you can make a situation one whit better by getting into the war. There is no place in this fight for us. It's going to be bad enough as it is. There's no reason, economic, financial, or social, to justify the United States entering the war. This is not our fight. He even told the Queen of England to her face that he felt the United States should assist Great Britain, but not by sending young Americans to fight and die for Britain. And you know, in 1940, Joe Kennedy, ended up endorsing Franklin Delano Roosevelt for re-election. But I tell you what, folks, there's more to that story as to why Joe Kennedy endorsed Roosevelt for re-election. And I'm here to tell you about that story. Just before Kennedy came back to the United States, shortly before the 1940 election, a lot of people believed that Kennedy was going to resign as ambassador to England and denounce FDR. Well, Kennedy arrived in New York He had plans to visit his friends Henry and Claire Booth Luce in Manhattan. And a newspaper man said that Kennedy, quote, looked for all the world like a man bursting with things to say. But something unexpected happened. When Kennedy stepped off the gangplank at New York Harbor, he was greeted with two messages. One was a handwritten message from Franklin Delano Roosevelt asking him to come to the White House. And another one was a telegram from Senator James Burns, Democrat of South Carolina, advising Kennedy that he should indeed go straight to the White House. Well, Kennedy was surprised, and he called the White House and found the president having lunch with House Speaker Sam Rayburn and a young Representative Lyndon Johnson. Well, Kennedy was told to come to the White House. The president, FDR, said he was dying to talk to Joe. But at the other end of the line, as the president was telling Kennedy that he was dying to talk to him, the president looked up at Lyndon Johnson and House Speaker Rayburn, and he reportedly drew his finger across his throat as though he was going to cut somebody else's. Well, Kennedy told the press, "I'm going right to the White House, and I'll talk a lot when I'm finished with that." And Kennedy immediately got on a plane to go to Washington with his wife, Rose, and he never even told his friends, the Luces, in New York, of his change of plans. He'd been planning to go stay with them at their apartment in New York. Well, Kennedy and his wife joined Senator Burns and his wife at the White House, and there was a discussion of Kennedy's status as U.S. ambassador to Britain. Now, all of the published reports of that meeting, as reported by the participants, were in basic agreement as to what happened. However, Michael Beschlotz, in his book, Kennedy and Roosevelt, says the next portion of the dialogue remained a mystery. Well, John F. Kennedy later said that FDR gave his father the impression that FDR would support Kennedy for the Democratic presidential nomination in 1944. James Roosevelt, the president's son, who was also a close friend of Ambassador Kennedy, later said he believed his father had warned Kennedy that abandoning him, that is, abandoning FDR, would damage the political careers of the Kennedy boys. However, Michael Beschloss, the historian, says, quote, others later insisted that the president confronted Kennedy with transcripts of his indiscreet London conversations acquired through British intelligence. Now, what we're saying there, folks, not that Joe Kennedy was talking with his mistress over the telephone. There's strong evidence to indicate that Joe Kennedy was speaking with a lot of people who shared his concerns about the United States being driven into an unnecessary Jewish war of survival, which the late Arnold Leese, a British writer, correctly described World War II as being. But according to Beschloss, quote, all sources were agreed on the conclusion of the conversation. That is, that Kennedy would give a nationally broadcast radio address endorsing FDR for re-election. And in fact, that's what he did, to the shock of many Americans who were very, very hopeful that Ambassador Kennedy would come out swinging and call this senseless war for what it was. But as Beschloss said, all sources were agreed on the conclusion of the conversation. In other words, despite that missing part of the conversation, which no one is sure about, everybody basically agreed that, for the record, what would happen would be that Kennedy would endorse FDR. Well, I'm going to continue with this story when we come back, ladies and gentlemen, because there is much more to it. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Each client
has a unique situation.
Each client is first and foremost
an individual.
Each client with Onesti Investment Advisors has a different set of goals,
time frames,
risk tolerance,
and needs.
But the philosophy at Onesti Investment Advisors always remains the same.
1.
The preservation of capital.
2.
Consistent profitability. And
3.
The pursuit of superior returns.
In that order.
CFP certificate, John Onesti has over 14 years in the financial services industry and understands the complexities of today's markets. At Onesti Investment Advisors, we have no conflicts of interest, so we look out for you, our client. The better you do,
the better we do.
To learn more about our products and services, call Onesti Investment Advisors, 505-296-2453. That's 505-296-2453. Visit us online at onestiadvisors.com or
click on our banner ad on the RBN website.
Onesti Investment Advisors, looking after your investments.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
Once upon a time, Megan, people bought their food at a grocery store.
Oh, I remember.
They're there, Mama.
A grocery store, Dad?
Yes, dear, but that was long ago.
But where did our food come from?
InternetGrocer.net.
InternetGrocer.net? So all these cans?
In uncertain times, we must be prepared. So we buy real canned meats, real canned cheese, and real canned butter from InternetGrocer.net.
Mm. And it's real good, Dad.
Only the highest quality dehydrated and freeze-dried foods and other emergency supplies. Drop shipped direct from the manufacturers right to our door.
So having stored food on hand means we don't have to go into town, right?
Your father's a wise man, Megan.
Be ready for an emergency with InternetGrocer.net's one-year food supply, featuring the best variety in the business. Foods that will store 7 to 15 years or longer, unopened. Go to internet-grocer.net. That's internet-grocer.net or call 903-356-6443.
Alright, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. Michael Collins Piper here at republicbroadcasting.org, reminding you we have forums on this network that you can find at our website at republicbroadcasting.org, and we have a chat room. I don't participate in the chat room, folks. I have enough trouble getting my computer on in the first place. Alright, talking about Joe Kennedy, the father of the late Senator Robert Kennedy, President Kennedy, and now, of course, Senator Ted Kennedy of Massachusetts, talked about the meeting at the White House, where after which Ambassador Kennedy suddenly seemed to reverse himself. Another Kennedy biography, Richard Whalen, talked about that White House meeting, and he said undeniably there was a nagging sense of incompleteness. A nagging sense of incompleteness about what happened at that meeting. Although, as this other historian, Beschloss, said, that all sources were agreed on the conclusion of the conversation. Now, even though Whalen says there was this nagging sense of incompleteness, he has also added that there may have been an intervening quid pro quo. But Whalen said in his book about Kennedy, he didn't think there was anything suspicious about it. However, Kennedy's good friends, Henry and Claire Booth Luce, were shocked by Kennedy's speech. He hadn't even told them that he was going to give the speech. And then a few months later, he kind of gave them an apology. And, of course, that nagged Claire Booth loose for years. And, you know, the story is she may have been one of Kennedy's many mistresses. Well, 16 years later, she finally asked Joe Kennedy what had happened. And he gave her this lame explanation. He said, you just don't refuse a presidential invitation. And then he said, I made a deal with Roosevelt. We agreed that if I endorsed him for president, he would support my son Joe for governor of Massachusetts in 1942. Okay. I don't think it's that simple, folks, because we do know now, it has come out, that during this time leading up to the meeting at the White House, Franklin Delano Roosevelt had put his attorney general and the Justice Department in charge of investigating Joe Kennedy's finances and his personal affairs, including Kennedy's behind-the-scenes efforts to stop a war against Adolf Hitler. So, you know, I'm just here to tell you, folks, it sounds to me like FDR presented Kennedy with a deal he couldn't refuse. Although Kennedy probably did get the assurance from FDR that FDR would support young Joe's political ambitions, almost certainly there was more to it than that. FDR quite likely told Kennedy, play ball or go to jail. Now, there's a reason why I've talked about this tonight, ladies and gentlemen. It's not simply because of the fact that Senator Ted Kennedy happens to be afflicted with a brain tumor. Quite the contrary, just happens to be coincidental in the context we're talking here tonight. I was inspired by this by reading an open letter to Admiral Fox Fallon, who resigned from being in charge of the Central Command a month or so ago, and he very clearly resigned because of the fact of, let's be honest about what it was, Jewish power. Fox Fallon doesn't think that the United States should go to war against Iran, but it was very, very clear that the Bush administration is pushing for the United States to go to war against Iran. But Ray McGovern, retired Central Intelligence analyst and Army intelligence officer, who is an outspoken critic of the Bush administration, has written this open letter to Fox Fallon, and he's urging the admiral that it's time to speak out, that despite the fact that he's no longer head of Central Command, he is still pledged to defend the Constitution of the United States, and as McGovern says, he cannot lie low, not now. He says, in the end, if there's an attack on Iran and the Iranians enter southern Iraq and take thousands of our troops hostage, you will be able to look in the mirror and say at least you tried. You will not have to live with the remorse of not knowing what might have been had you been able to shake your reluctance to speak out. Well, let's hope that Fox Fallon does this. Let's hope that a lot of military people do this. Let's hope that there are still some people in the United States Senate and the United States Congress who recognize the dangers of these insane Talmudists and their bought and paid for politicians and their lackeys like George W. Bush, that people realize that we could be facing the end of the world as we know it. Maybe not the end of the world, folks, but the end of the world as we know it. Let's hope that they do stand up and speak out and say, to hell with Israel. To hell with the Jewish lobby in the United States. We're looking out for America, and by looking out for America, we are telling you here and now, George W. Bush, and all you powerful Jewish warmongers, and that's exactly what they are, ladies and gentlemen, Jewish warmongers. They're not Catholic warmongers driven by the Catholic religion. They're not Jehovah Witnesses. They're Jews driven by the age-old Talmudist dream of a new world order. They're the ones who want this war. The time is now. We've got to tell them to take a running jump straight into hell, because we are not going to go to hell with them. All right. We're going to a break.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Are you new to freeze-drying foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. Michael Collins Piper here. Now, I talked about Joe Kennedy, what happened in 1940, but I want to tell you about a meeting, and I've talked about this on the show before, and I've written about it in my book, Final Judgment. There was a meeting in 1956 between Ambassador Joe Kennedy and a friend of mine named DeWest Hooker. Yes, that's exactly what his name was, Hooker. West Hooker was a New York-based entertainment executive who was strongly anti-Jewish and anti-Zionist. And a mutual friend of Joe Kennedy's and DeWest Hooker named Lawrence Dennis, another critic of FDR, introduced the two. And Hooker and Kennedy had a private meeting at Kennedy's estate in Palm Beach. And then they had a friendly game of golf. And then they got down to business. Now, Hooker had been in the early television industry. And he realized that the three main networks were all, as he put it, Jewish controlled. So what West Hooker, who was very wealthy on his own, wanted to do, and who was very well connected, he was going around the country soliciting funds from other wealthy Americans who wanted to set up a fourth network, an independent television network. This is long before CNN, ladies and gentlemen. I mean, this is back in 1956. Well, West Hooker made his presentation to Joe Kennedy, and here's what Joe Kennedy said. He says, "You know, Hooker, we lost the war. We lost World War II. Now, the average person hearing that would say, no, wait a minute, the United States won World War II. Well, what Joe Kennedy meant when he said, we lost the war, he didn't mean the United States. He meant, and this is what Joe Kennedy said to my friend, to Wes Tucker, he meant that the non-Jews of the world had lost World War II. Joe Kennedy, the father of Senator Ted Kennedy and President John Kennedy and Senator Bobby Kennedy, said that it was the Jews who had won World War II. Now, that's not Mike Piper talking, ladies and gentlemen. I'm just quoting what was told to me. Kennedy said, I've done everything I can to fight the Jewish power in this country. I tried to stop World War II, but I failed. I made all the money I need, and now I'm passing everything I've learned on to my sons. I don't go with the loser. I've joined the winners. I'm going to work with the Jews. I'm teaching my boys the whole score, and they're going to work with the Jews. I'm going to make Jack the first Irish Catholic president of the United States, and if it means working with the Jews, so be it. He told Hooker he was in sympathy what he was doing, and he had his prayers, but he said, I can't get involved in this. He said, you know, the Jews don't like me in the first place. And I'll tell you what Hooker also talked about with Kennedy. Hooker was very wise to the Federal Reserve System. And he brought that subject up with Joe Kennedy. And Kennedy assured Hooker that once Jack Kennedy was safely in the White House, the Kennedys were going to ultimately begin the process of dismantling the Federal Reserve System, because Kennedy said that if that took place, that would be the undoing of Jewish power in America. Now, this is what Wes Tucker not only told me, ladies and gentlemen, not only told me this when I first got to know him in about 1984 and many times thereafter, he told many, many people this story over the years. So this is not just something from the creative pen of Michael Collins Piper. And I don't have any reason to believe that Wes Tucker made this up, because anyone who knew Wes Tucker knew that Wes Tucker was a guy who wasn't afraid to speak out. He was independently wealthy and had really no reason for fear of the Jews. So I'm just passing it on for the historical record, because it is something that needs to be in the historical record. Something that does need to be said. Well, something else that needs to be said, I'm going to repeat what you already heard on our commercial here from one of our sponsors, Freeze Dry Guy. Their website is freezedryguy.com. Their number is 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. It is a good idea to store emergency food, and Freeze Dry Guy supplies foods that can maintain nutritional value in excess of 30 years. And, you know, we've been talking here about these dangers that we face. And I'll tell you what, if we get into a war against Iran, folks, you're going to need freeze-dried foods in your food reserve. It's a survival insurance policy, and we've got this good sponsor that provides them. All right, folks, we have a whole lineup of callers here, and I'm going to go right to them now. We have Frank in Canada. Frank, come on up.
How you doing this evening, Mike?
Well, I guess maybe you can tell in the tone of my voice, it's kind of, I don't feel good. I feel physically fine, but emotionally, I'm very concerned about the future of our world.
To be honest with you, Mike, the way things are going, I don't think we have much of a future, at least if the people of the United States do not stand up and put an end to this Zionist-inspired madness that's sweeping your country.
That's absolutely right. And, you know, like I say, there's only one thing that I can do from my position. It's just to continue speaking out. You're doing good work on the Internet with your website. You know, everybody's putting in his or her own little effort. John Stadtmiller is keeping this network going through the greatest of odds. Thank God he is, because there is a real voice out here on Internet radio that is addressing the real issues and not addressing worries about the Jesuits and things like that.
Well, the good part is I think RBN is set to improve. One troublesome element's going to be leaving tomorrow, from what I hear, and I'm sure Mr. Stadtmiller will be able to replace that element. So hopefully RBN will become stronger, and hopefully I'll be able to educate people as to what it is the American troops will be fighting for if they go into Iran.
Well, you know, hey, give us your website address, Frank.
Yes, it's IsraelWatchLibrary.blogspot.com.
IsraelWatchLibrary.blogspot.com. Very easy to remember. IsraelWatchLibrary.blogspot.com. You know, Frank.
Yes, sir.
I hope that your website doesn't have to educate people why we have gone into Iran. I hope that the effect of your website, the combined effect of your website and all these other websites and RBN and American Free Press, the combined effect will be that we will encourage the good people who know what's going on, people of prominence, people with names like Admiral Fallon and maybe even Senator Ted Kennedy. Maybe Senator Ted Kennedy, now that he faces reality in the hardest sense maybe he's ever had to face in his own life, maybe Senator Kennedy will speak out like he's never spoken out before.
Assuming, of course, a certain power lobby group doesn't have information on his remaining family that could do some damage if he does open his mouth.
Well, see, again, there's one of the problems. There's one of the problems, exactly.
Well, it's a huge problem in the United States. You know, I was talking to a relative of mine earlier today, and I said something I didn't want to say, but it's in line with my morality. I was asked if the United States invaded Iran, how would I feel about that? And I said flat out that I hope the Iranians slaughter every soldier that comes into their country in an invasion force, simply because I believe that the Soviets had the right as an invaded power to attack the Wehrmacht when they came in. I believe that the Palestinians, who are under brutal Israeli occupation, have the right to fight off the Israeli soldiers invading their nation. And I told him flat out, I believe the Iranians have the same right to repel an invading occupational force into their nation. And I hate to come out and say this because I know there are fine American young men in the military, but the battle lines have to be drawn. And I'm going to say it right now. If the United States launches an unprovoked invasion of Iran, I'll be solidly behind Iran. I hope they'll eliminate every combatant who's taking part in hostilities without mercy.
You know, Frank, I know exactly how you feel, but I can't bring myself to say that. But I will say this much. That I cannot fault the Iranians for doing whatever they have to do to defend their own country.
Well, you know, I think I would be a hypocrite myself if I were to say, okay, I recognize the right of the Palestinians to resist the Israelis, but I wouldn't recognize the right of the Iranians to resist the American occupiers.
Oh, absolutely. No, you're absolutely right.
Definitely. And for those, you know, who would criticize me for what I just said, I would point out, you criticize me for saying that the Palestinians have the right to resist an invader. You know, we have to be consistent.
I agree. You know, I had a conversation earlier with Mark Glenn tonight,
yes,
or earlier this afternoon, and you know, I was watching this old show from the 60s, from the Cold War,
yeah,
Mission Impossible, very entertaining,
yeah,
show. And they often featured scenes where these, what were implicitly communist torturers were torturing people, you know?
Yeah.
And it occurred to me that most of these communist torturers, as we all well know, many of them, if not most of them, were Jewish.
Oh.
That's just a historic fact. And, you know, it's kind of funny, not funny, I don't mean funny in the humorous sense, but it's kind of interesting that these same kind of tortures and oppression have been used by the Israelis on the Christian,
sure,
and Muslim Palestinians.
Sure.
And, you know, anybody who came out of there, you know, in the old days, these American conservatives,
yeah,
would say, oh, look at those terrible communist butchers. Thank God those people who survived those butchers and tortures came out and fought against the Soviets, against the communist governments of Eastern Europe. But today, these same conservatives are calling the Palestinians terrorists and warmongers for coming out of those Israeli prisons and taking action to retaliate against the Israelis for the same kind of torture and butchery that they that the communists imposed upon the peoples that they were occupying in Eastern Europe and in the Soviet Union.
I can't argue with you, Mike. And if I can say one more thing in closing, I've had a couple of email exchanges with an RBN host who's leaving tomorrow, and he's decided, and I'm not going to mention names because I don't want to run someone down behind their back, but I am going to say that this person decided to leave because he wasn't crazy about his callers. Now, one thing I would like to say to everybody out there is that while this person is a minority, thank God that people like Michael Collins Piper are broadcasting on this network. The more I listened to this person and talked to him, the more I really did develop an appreciation for you, Mike. And I,
oh, thanks. I appreciate that.
And I would certainly advise people to, you know, back you, support you, buy your books, listen to what you have to say, and really be thankful that you treat your callers decently, you don't look down at them, and in all reality, you are a true proponent of free speech. So I would really like to impress upon the listeners to RBN to really get behind Michael Collins Piper, because to me, you exemplify RBN rather than the individual I spoke about. So we
to
need
tell you the truth, I don't even know who you're referring to, so I feel comfortable in just saying thanks for the nice comments about me, because I just come on here, and as I've said before, I say what I think, and I think what I say. I say what I believe, and I believe what I say. You know.
Well, I am sorry for speaking in riddles. It's just that I don't believe in running.
No, that's all right. Like I say, I don't even know who you're referring to, so it really doesn't matter one way or the other because, you know, on this program, it's what I say that counts in the sense of, I'm speaking for myself.
Yeah.
You know, and I'm not necessarily speaking for RBN, certainly not speaking for RBN institutionally, or even for American Free Press.
But still, Mike, I really think that after the negative experience I've had in listening to this person and emailing them, at least I can say that you and people like and the good folks like you who hosted RBN are truly do exemplify RBN. So for
Frank, I appreciate that. You know, I'll tell you something. In the years I've been on here, you know, I've had a few callers that I didn't like, and
now let's leave Ted Hornet out of this.
Well, I'm not even talking about him. He's kind of fun because he makes life interesting. But you know, there's a lot of callers I'll disagree with them, and in profound ways, and I won't necessarily argue with them on the air. I'll let them say what they have to say, unless they're coming on here and calling me a communist agent or something like that. You know what I mean? But you know, there will be nuances. There will be differences of opinion, you know. I mean, people may have different interpretations of things, and that's all well and good.
Yeah.
But I tell you what, without knowing who that host is, if he doesn't like the listeners to RBN and the callers, then he probably shouldn't be on RBN.
Agreed.
Yeah. All right, Frank. Appreciate your call.
Okay. See you, Mike.
All right. Okay. We have another Mike on here. Mike, we are going to go to the break in a minute or two, but you can hang on if you want. This is Mike from Illinois.
Hey, Mike, how you doing?
How you doing?
Good. I wanted to talk about on this Memorial Day weekend, kind of a little bit what Frank was talking about. I've always had mixed emotions on people who go into the military because most of them have good intentions, but unfortunately they're being used for ill intentions by very bad people. And the fact that they go in the military means, A, they're not very astute. They don't keep up with these the news and aren't able to read between the lines, or B, they want to further this bad agenda, which would constitute probably 5% of the people. 95% don't have a clue. So I really can't respect that much, you know, military people if they're doing bad things and they're just not bright enough to realize it. I have a hard time saying that because I realize most of them are good people. My philosophy on the military has always been, I'll go if you promise, if I'm able to take an oath that I will never serve outside my borders, the borders of my country. If every military person in the world said that they would not go outside their country to fight, they would only defend within their borders, we wouldn't have problems.
That makes absolute 100% sense. That makes sense. Yeah, exactly. I mean, because that's what the military is as, you know, as I always perceived it, what I thought would be the ideal military. I think the United States should have the biggest, toughest military in the world to protect our borders and to protect our shores. It's not our job to invade some foreign country because we don't like their economic policies or because we don't like their religious policies or because we think that someday they might decide to attack us because they don't like miniskirts and McDonald's. You know, it's, you know, this whole thing, it keeps coming back. Americans actually believe. Well, here we go to the break, folks. Mike, hang on there if you wish. All right, folks, we are going to a break. I think a very serious evening here tonight.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
American adventurer Jim Humble discovered how a simple chemical compound and powerful oxidizer, chlorine dioxide, could be effectively used to reduce toxicity within the human body. The buzz on Jim's discovery, MMS, Miracle Mineral Supplement, is spreading, but not the understanding. Until now. Understanding MMS, Conversations with Jim Humble, is a new DVD available at understanding-mms.com. The Understanding MMS DVD will show how you can be a part of your own solution to toxicity. Here's the documentary producer.
This is Adam Abraham inviting you to get informed and help others to be informed of this amazing way to reduce the body's load of toxins, harmful microorganisms, and pathogens from the waters inside our bodies.
Get your understanding today for only $29.95 at understanding-mms.com. That's understanding-mms.com. Use passcode RBN to receive 10% off.
Our health really depends on it.
Pain. It's a warning signal to the body, the same as that warning buzzer is to your car. They both are signals that you have trouble that needs attention. Cutting the wire to the warning sound sure doesn't fix the problem of the car, and taking a pill to numb the brain to kill the pain sure doesn't fix the problem of the body either. If you're sick and tired of being sick and tired all the time, try Lee's Fountain of Youth. Be clean, healthy, happy, and young. Call 740-783-0021 today. The Lord didn't make the body to have pain. That is just a warning signal to get your attention that the body has a problem and you need to fix it, not take a pill to numb the brain. Lee's Fountain of Youth works with Mother Nature to clean the body and jumpstart your circulation to heal your cells. The Fountain of Youth is the only thing in the world with the same universal electrical energy as the body, and just 2 hours in the fountain will pull the heavy metal toxins out. Visit Lee'sFountainOfYouth.com or call to ask about your free visit to Lee's Fountain of Youth, 740-783-0021. That's 740-783-0021.
Ladies and gentlemen, I understand Mike from Illinois has dropped off. He pretty much said what he had to say, so we have a couple minutes left. We'll squeeze in Rick from Ohio. Rick, come on up here before we leave for the evening.
Hey, Michael.
How you doing tonight, Rick?
Oh, you mentioned the Iran war thing. It's pretty easy to see that the neocons have already made up their minds they're going to attack Iran. One of the indicators of this is the public softening up that occurred, what, yesterday or the day before on MSNBC. They had somebody on there talking, preparing the American people for the future, trying to say to them that, well, this is inevitable, this is going to happen anyways, not talking about the Iran war directly, but talking about $16 a gallon for gasoline, which will, of course, be the result of an attack on Iran.
You know, the other thing, too, is what I think is going to happen is that they're going to play this game of trying to convince the American people that our problems abroad, which are our problems of our own making, the problems abroad, they're going to try to suggest, are causing problems at home, like rising food and gas prices and you know, these bad, bad, evil people overseas. We need to go whoop their behinds because they're causing us problems here at home that we wouldn't have if we didn't have this job of making sure that the world was safe for democracy.
It's always blame the victim for the crime.
Mm-hmm, absolutely. And, you know, in the end, the sorry thing is it's going to be the American people and lots of other innocent people who are the victims.
Well, they already are.
Yes, yeah, that's exactly right.
Today on John Stadtmiller's program, he was talking about this decision that came down from the Supreme Court, which really formalizing doing away with the Fourth Amendment, basically. It's allowing these police to set up these roadblocks all over the place, pull over hundreds of people and search them and go through all sorts of... This, I believe, is a direct preparation on their part to be able to intercept people going to anti-war demonstrations and such.
That's right, and don't forget, this is that Supreme Court that's dominated by appointees of Ronald Reagan and George Bush, and I think George W. Bush. I think George W. put somebody on the court.
Yeah, so Americans,
you know,
are losing,
I mean,
they're losing,
yeah, we
their
were
Fourth
told.
Amendment. They're losing, they could well lose their First Amendment and their Second Amendment, losing everything we got in this country, losing all the freedoms of the United States Constitution, and all because we got a bunch of neocon, Zionist, Trotskyite, ex-Soviet Jews running the United States government, and the American people are clueless. They don't
That's
even
right.
Try.
You know, if I'm afraid if we wish too hard for law and order, we're going to get it, you know?
Yeah, we'll really be quite finished then.
Yeah, it's, you know, it's easy, you know, it's easy for all of us to come down on these soft-on-crime judges, you know, and you know, I'm not for crime by any means, but let's face it, what they're doing in the name of national security in this day and age of the Patriot Act, what they're doing is they are softening us up so that they can take away our rights in the name of homeland security, in the name of freedom, when in fact it's just the opposite.
Yeah, what we're seeing right now today is the Sovietization of America.
That's exactly right. I couldn't put it any better
myself.
Only
one thing, sweetliberty.org. Go there, read the part, How Wars Are Made. Sweetliberty.org.
Sweetliberty.org. I think that's Jackie Petru, isn't it?
Yes.
All right, check that out, folks. Sweetliberty.org. Well, apologies to Carl from Canada. We couldn't get Carl on this evening. We'll be here tomorrow night, though, God willing. Stay tuned to RBN, folks. Lots of good news and information ahead. Thanks for listening. God bless you. God bless America, because we sure need it.